I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Okay, we're live.
Yeah, good morning. We're live. To you.
Oh. Jason, good morning.
Yeah, hello.
Good morrow.
Yeah, I would like to start by saying that I don't think that it's appropriate of you in this climate to appropriate gay culture in the way that you have this morning in delaying the starting of the show. I think that that was gay, and I don't think that that's okay. And
well,
also,
I have an agenda, so.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, to turn a 180, I would say also I would identify you as gay. Am I allowed to do that? Can I identify other people as gay?
Nope.
Just had this brain summer shower.
Oh.
Why does it have to be a storm? That sounds so unpleasant. Couldn't it be like you just got, you're at the end of a long jog, and you're all sweaty, and you've had a good think, you know, because things aren't going as well as you'd like at home, and that's why part of why you're jogging and trying to work on yourself, you're making sure that, you know, you don't let the depression take over, and then at the end of this long jog, it just the sun breaks, and then you're like, wow, this is amazing, and then a cool spring rain washes over you.
Wow.
As you're looking into the magnificence that is the sun, the life-giving sun. Without it, none of this would be possible. And then you get a text that says, "We're out of tortilla chips. Can you buy tortilla chips on your way back?" And you're like, oh, "Fuck it." And then you just start running back home.
Does that sound like your future? Like,
I
when
hope
you have
so.
A person.
Hey, that doesn't sound so bad. You tell that to a warlord in Haiti, maybe, or I guess warlords in Haiti are pretty happy. Happy Haitians. Happy Haitians. Welcome to Happy Haitians. We got hatchets. We got bludgeoning implements. We've got binoculars. We've got ropes and lime, shovels. Happy Haitians. Welcome.
Hell, welcome.
Our return policy is you're probably dead, so what's the problem?
Well, if you ask if there's a problem here, you'll end up dead.
Yeah.
Happy Haitians.
Happy Haitians. You'll have a terrible day in Haiti. See ya. Or we won't. No, that's what they say instead of see you later. It's won't see you later. I don't know what accent that was.
I was waiting for what you were going to pull out on that one.
But I would think that the war, the object of the warlord, the war less, the warette, the warlordette. I don't know what the submissive is in that case.
Warette.
That guy getting hacked. The guy who didn't visit Happy Haitians. Happy Haitian. Happy Haiti. What do we call it? Anyway, that
happy,
thing.
Happy Haitians.
The guy who's getting hacked to death with a shovel. He's not happy. He's not having a great day.
And he
would rather be out of tortilla chips than out of blood.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's what... Yep. You know, it takes us a minute, but we really get there.
We
really get there.
Yeah,
we're just giving you a little
also,
sprinkle
of
perspective
of pooping,
with that shower.
I wanted to say that, you know, the reason that I had to take a dump before we started the show was because you know, as you get older, it takes longer, and I thought it was a return to the salad days of poop, to the salad days of toilet bowls. When it was, you know, like you put a fresh dollar's worth, or, you know, back 10 years ago, 50 cents worth on a pool table, and then you crank it, and then it all at once, ka-thunk, and then you're playing.
Oh, then pool.
Then the game begins. The game of pool or life or flushing the toilet or just going back to sleep. I don't know, sometimes you have like a nocturnal emission you got to take care of.
Oh, those are the worst. I don't want to wake up.
I don't want to. Oh, but I have to, or I'll just shit myself. Oh.
Nocturnal emission.
Yeah.
That sounds like a band name.
We're nocturnal emission. That's Tony on the low end. He's still practicing. He's pretty shitty.
Oh,
all we do is tell jokes about poop. We don't actually know how to play these instruments. Nocturnal emission. But then nowadays, it's more like it's more like when I wake up, my colon is like just a bunch of slackers working in a warehouse, and someone came up and was like, "Hey, you guys, it's 10:30 sharp. Jason's been rolling around in bed for an hour and a half, and now he has to take a shit. So get your shit together." And then all these flunkies are just like, "Oh, okay." And then I get on the toilet and I just have to wait for these assholes to get their shit together.
It's nice. Do you think it has anything to do with maybe, you know, your marijuana usage might make your colon lazy?
Maybe. I might get the sphincter that I have control over. Because I have that one that I don't have any control over. It's involuntary. It did not volunteer for this duty.
No.
So duty? it could be volunteer for this duty.
That's hilarious.
I don't know how many people, many people are shitting around, for long periods of turds like I am who smoke marijuana, but maybe that is a side effect that, shitting around smoking weed that the people are having trouble with that we haven't fully explored, but I would equate, you know, my habits to like, like finding boxes in a warehouse, or if someone was pulling a whole bunch of hair out of a drain and it just kept coming, or
Oh my goodness, that got so descriptive very fast. Or if someone
got all the dogs drunk before a race and they just kind of staggered out, you know.
But this is the part where I really like trying to catch
the last bit of ketchup from the glass bottle. Or the bulk
Jason,
of it. It just
this is where like, I don't like that your like analogies like, are so spot on. I don't like it this part.
It's a double-edged sword. It's analogies. Mm. Analogies.
Anal.
Yeah. Anal hoagies.
Anal hoagies.
All right. Well.
All right.
Good.
I'm glad we covered that for you. Do you feel better? Like this is your journal?
I feel relieved.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I feel a great sense of relief.
Emotionally in your ass.
Yeah, into the toilet. Man, what a being a toilet, that's a shitty life. Like, I don't want to get reincarnated as that.
Do if they have heartbeats and thoughts?
If they do have any kind of shittens. I'm done with the shittens. Let's go to new ones.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this is...
You don't have more?
No,
that was already enthralling.
I made a mess back then.
Yeah, you did.
Let's just close the door. Someone else will clean that up. Yeah, someone else. I'm going to use this opportunity to cash in these maid vouchers that I was given for Christmas. So they can come in and clean up this podcast.
Like that lady that shouted at your window. Hey! Yeah. I'm going to clean your house! And be like, actually, I do. Just one small room. I don't want to take care of that.
And more than two cats worth of hair. You do the math on that. You see two cats, right? We see a whole lot more hair than two cats are capable of producing. I don't know. Clean it. Clean this up. Just get to work. Somebody get to work.
My cats produce no hair.
Yeah, well, not that one. That one produces fuzz.
Yeah, she does. She's got her fuzz. It doesn't fall off or anything. She just...
Not that you know of.
But, yeah.
All just sheds at once like a snake skin. And then there's cat tumbleweed rolling around the house.
So cute. It looks kind of like Najee.
I wish that weed was tumbleweed. You know, like that marijuana plants dried up and turned into tumbling balls of THC.
It would be cute.
You just go, like, pick one up. It's like, I'm out of weed. All right, go outside. And then, like, you just wait for a tumbleweed.
Then you wait for the Western music.
No, you just, you challenge a guy. It's like, you don't have, it's like, we don't have any tumbleweeds. It's like, all right, no worry, man. No worries, man. Just, like, offend my honor real quick. It's like, okay, bro. And then he just, like, your wife is a harlot. And then you're like, how dare you, sir? I challenge you to a duel. And then whatever the next noon is, you know, because you'll have to wait till noon. Noon will be the new 4:20.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you, like, just... Actually, if it was 12:30, you have to wait till the next day.
No,
yeah,
noon 20 will be the new 4:20, because at high noon, you'll meet to duel, and then you'll both have your guns, and you'll be sitting there all intense-like, and then, like... right before somebody says, you'll see everybody looking around all shifty, and then before somebody says draw, a little tumbleweed sails by, and then both guys are like, oh, check it out, there it is, and then they just stop with their standoff and they run toward it in boots, like clicking around in the streets
and stuff. The spurs, yeah.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. I think that sounds just like it.
And then they start to wrestle over the tumbleweed.
And they start to wrestle.
Yep. And well, it just turns into a fight cloud. And that fight cloud catches on fire.
Oh, no.
And then it turns into a gay sex pit. And then...
No, everybody just calms down.
Because it's flaming.
Oh.
No. You know, whatever...
Those are natural progressions.
They all are. Okay. This is how the West was won.
Oh, God. Huh, I did not know.
No, a lot of people didn't. History was written very differently from the way things unfolded.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It'd be funny if somebody, if you have to wait until, like, if it's like 12:23, and they're like, no, we got to wait till like 12:20 tomorrow. And so, like, they're, like, super amped up, but then the anger has to, like, fester in them, and they're,
well, but then
they go home and talk to their wives, you know?
They sleep on it. That's why less duel, like, you can't do a duel the next day, because you'll have too long to think about it. Or
leave town.
Or at least you'll be like, both of you guys are mandated to just go and throw rocks at a tree, and you can't think about this. You have to still be angry. Come back with your anger.
Well, that's the only way things are going to get
but
solved.
But I was saying 12:20 would be the new 4:20 because, you know, you meet up, and then, like, you meet up at, like, 10 till, 5 till, maybe mm-hmm. a guy is late, and it's, like, 2 till,
yeah,
and, like, is the other guy going to even show up?
Mm-hmm.
Is he, I don't even, well, we got this duel. It's not a mono, it's a duel. We need two guys.
You have to show up.
And then when everybody gets going and at high noon, like, mm-hmm. they didn't have watches, I guess, so they just kind of looked.
I thought they did. Didn't they have pocket watches?
Is the
back
sun
then?
Coming down? Maybe they did. I guess
they
did.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe they were just pretending. At that point, it was like Star Trek. No, they were just faking. Like, it was like the way we made Star Trek, where they were just looking at circles like, I'm sure there's some technology that will be here someday. I guess it's two. I don't know.
Yeah, they read the sun and stuff.
Trains, they just kind of guessed very well. They got good at guessing. Schedules. So yeah, they get their shit together around 12, and then a tumbleweed would show up, you know, five after, and then you gotta, you know, pluck the nugs off of the tumbleweed, grind it up, and then, you know, you got plenty of time to just chillax until 12:20, and then everybody just gets hella faded, and nobody wants to duel anymore. It's just kind of, you know, they figured out long ago that the series of movements involved in a duel, for some reason, summoned tumbleweeds. So, you know, it's purely ceremonial.
I understand more now.
Yeah, I have.
I can't say that I'm actually smarter now because of it, but I understand.
Okay.
Yeah!
Okay. Hey, Bernie Sanders won West Virginia.
Hell yes, he did. Yep. Not that I care, because I'm not picking anyone.
Boy, you're not voting?
No, I'm totally going to vote.
Oh, that's not what you just said.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, we're on a public forum with many people listening now, and we can't choose sides.
Okay, yeah, good. So far, then that will be in keeping with the unbiased track record of this podcast.
Yeah, Jason's always so unbiased.
I like to present the facts at, you know, as they exist naturally. Mm-hmm. Naturally occurring facts. Mm-hmm. These are grass-fed, free-range facts. These are wild facts. Very, very tusky, very burly and coarse. These facts. Gotta really get down to the meat of these facts. We gotta visit Happy Haitians and get some hatchets for these facts.
Happy Haitians.
Welcome to Happy Haitians.
Oh my gosh, that's like Jamaican. That's a tough one. We're really gonna have to
know.
Study that.
You don't know what Haitians sound like.
Yeah,
you don't
know what they sound like. They speak French.
I'm a Haitian then. I will hack you to death because you are in my way. I have to get onto the subway. I don't know if they have subways. I think Haiti is the subway. I think that there is actually theoretically a society that like an interdimensional society that exists about 20 feet above Haiti that uses Haiti as a subway. Yeah, so you can't see
Didn't they have a bad like tsunami or something?
And unfortunately, we can't use their sidewalks. They just use our subway. It's kind of lame. I wonder if that's what dust devils are. I bet that is. I bet dust devils are subways in alternate dimensions just passing by. And then it creates a dust devil and a bunch of newspapers fly around. And some fourth dimensional douchebag is just like, oh, look at that.
That's something to behold.
Yeah, can't wait to get back to my family at the center of the earth. and then they just chug beers. They chug quantum beers on the trains and get drunk to prepare for the reuniting with their family after a day's labor.
Labor. Oh, that sounds like something else for a minute. Mm.
Oh, wow. It did.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that word.
You shouldn't think those things. That is very unchristian of you.
No, it's not. It's a part of the body.
I don't know. Nice try, though. I don't think that most Christians would agree.
Yes, they would.
I think most people see those as like spears and like things that have been thrown at us. And it's like I caught it with my crotch. It's like, ah!
Oh!
Whoa!
Whoa! Warn me next time.
Yeah, jeez.
Why is there a baby coming out of that?
That's crazy. I'm like a person and there's another person coming out. What?
I know earlier, Roscoe, he was leaning back when I was getting my coffee at the coffee house. He was leaning back and his belly button showed. And I went to go like tickle his tummy and he like pulled back and I was like, hey, you used to be attached to me by that.
Why isn't it called a belly butthole?
That's so gross.
I mean, I know it's not, doesn't serve the same function. It's like the opposite, but it's like, well, what is a butt and what is a butthole? It's like, we just called a butt, okay. But couldn't a butt be like a thing with a hole in the middle of it? So your face could be a butt too? Yeah, we have several, these are the several face butts of the human anatomy. You have your mouth butt and your nose butts and your ear butts and your eye butts. And all across all of the skin are various microscopic skin butts that sweat and take in sunlight and grow hair. You have hair butts. The whole world is just butts and bungs.
I thought they were just things holes.
Things that shoot stuff out and things that release excess, which I guess is an offshoot of shooting out.
Like a belly. Some it could just be a belly hole. It doesn't have to be a belly button a belly butthole.
Well, I think it's a belly butthole, and they're 2-liter buttholes, and everything that eventually just is close to butthole. I'm gonna round everything to butthole.
I'm tired of looking at Donald Trump's orange hair.
Yeah, I'm tired of looking at his head butthole extrusions.
Yeah, he does have a lot of emissions from that.
Yeah, a lot of toxic emissions from his face and his face buttholes.
Oof.
Various.
You know what? I bet his breath stinks.
I bet it doesn't.
I bet it does.
Why would you think that? He probably has like a team of dentists wake him up by cleaning his teeth.
It looks like he has dentures.
He doesn't drink.
I'm sure they're falsies, but
he doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. I think he's like, I don't know.
Why do you sound all sweet on him now?
No, as a drug doer, I don't see a lot of drug doing in that guy. He does seem like he's like the Tom Cruise of political confusion.
No, yeah, but like he just goes home and will come
and
out of
sits
him
in a hyperbaric
smell.
Chamber and turns colors until he's like, that's the right color. All right, open the door. I have to go. I have women and minorities to disrespect and gain their support from for some reason. I don't get it myself.
I don't know.
I'd argue.
All right.
Donald Trump is just as confused as the rest of us over his success. I honestly don't think he saw it coming. I think that's why it's like when a band. It's like the perfect thing when a band is like, well, we're just going to write whatever album we want. Fuck the world. And then they become a pop sensation. They're like, well, fuck that. I hate you all. You're all gay. And then they get even more famous because it's like, No, man. This is stupid. I don't want to be famous anymore. I hate all of you. Fuck off. And then they get even more famous. And then the guy, like, then the guy goes solo. He's like, screw the band. I'm gonna do my own thing because I don't need these other people in my life. And then he goes and he does a solo thing, gets even more popular, and then he just kills himself. And then he gets even more popular.
Oh my goodness, Jathan.
And then his ghost comes back and says, dude, you're all so dumb. You don't even get me. Like, now my ghost is going to kill itself. And then I'll see what's like, I'm going to see what else is on a higher plane. And then that becomes, and you see where it goes. He can't do anything to dissuade his fans. They're rabid in the face of anything.
It sounds like they want more.
And that's what that, you know, truly, that is the autistic goal of every creative mind. But, you know, that's what Donald Trump has achieved. I really do think he is like the meta troll of all trolls, the meta trollic. Like, I think he is starting to say things more politely, which is scary because it's like, oh, God, he's doing that thing that Republicans said he would. That's not cool because it's like you can just be a president and change and be bipolar, like openly bipolar. Is that OK now? OK.
It's good to know. Yeah, because, OK, but think about it. A lot of people of the United States, their opinions and are kind of, you know, they change on a whim and nobody can make like sure and definite decisions. So it's easy to follow someone who is as fluid as they are. Does that make sense? Like in their thought patterns, like, oh yeah, I think this now. Well, I don't think anybody sticks to anything.
They've been conditioned to think that way. That's why a Donald Trump presidency is so gets such a response because the movement that created the people has recreated the leader now. Like when I think it was somewhere shortly after 2001 or whenever the Kardashians came about. I really do think we had a choice as a nation and as media to like actually still give a shit about real things. I think it was really just the trauma of. Not of 9/11 mixed with self-entitlement all over the place that just made people gravitate toward reality. Oh, and the writer's strike. Toward reality TV. And then the Kardashians. It was just a perfect storm of culture that kind of unhinged us from rational entertainment.
It did. That was like the
Well, that's when like reality TV became the mainstream and then reality-based TV and then just reality-based is what life is now. It's like people are conditioned to operate on that level of hyperbolic feeling and ignorance of what's really happening. And not even like people used to strive for sanity and now people are striving for escape.
That's so true.
For the most part, like, that's always existed, but I think more and more terrifying. People are becoming addicts and they're looking for ways to just be themselves however they feel like rather than to come to terms with the world. And a lot of that has to do with coming to terms with mortality, which is a big function of society and religion, why society and religion were created to shield us from mortality. So, I mean, we're just a whole bunch of codes. Abstract code stacked on top of each other, and most people don't bother to go back and deconstruct what's got. Like, they don't even bother to, like, you know, think that they've been programmed. We've all been programmed. You can't help but be programmed with your upbringing, and depending upon how maliciously it was working against you or not, there's a lot of work to be done. Some people are, you know, like the aforementioned Happy Haitians. Y'all got a whole lot of physical and emotional trauma to sort through, don't you? You may not even make it to the age of 20. No. Happy Haitians. Here's the hatchet.
You probably won't.
Have a happy Haitian day. that's the thing. And then you find psychopaths in the world who live on a very different timeline than us. They don't regard things as past and future. There's just now and what's standing in front of them, and that's why
murder is not such a big deal. Well, that's what makes it so easy for them to mouth off.
Well, no, it's just I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the people who live day to day. The problem with the people you're saying mouthing off, they're the opposite. They're the ones who think they don't think about this moment. They're only thinking about what to say next and what's happening in the future.
Oh, but they also don't think about the future. Well, there's also
no, that's it's a different part of the brain I'm describing here where they're living in a theoretical universe all the time. And that's why they don't connect with the present, because the present is icky and the present always tells them the opposite of what they want to think. So their mind doesn't exactly think forward in the way that you're saying. But what I'm saying is that it only lives in theoretical futures and past. The present is not a fun place to engage in because they don't get the feedback from it that they prefer. And they've been conditioned, like we said, to not respond to that appropriately. Like, life is pain, folks. Like, the whole idea of being alive is to strive every single day to grow and improve and heal, because the older you get, the harder it is to do all that. And like,
People get very stuck in their ways. It's my favorite.
It's awesome.
Are you chewing?
I'm eating a banana.
Are you really?
No.
Emasculating yourself again, are we?
No, it's good. It's really short. It's only like 2 inches long now. So it's not that emasculating. You should have talked to me 5 minutes ago. Oh, I was like embarrassed.
You were brushing.
just like, you know, lightly nibbling at the tip of it. I'm just like,
oh my goodness. It's like, wow, goodness.
Why am I eating this banana so homoerotic? I don't know. I just feel compelled.
So homoerotic.
It's so gay. This is the gayest experience I've had all day.
Is it though? Or just the first of many? Okay.
A theory is a fortunate advance.
Oh, God. It's all how you look at it, guys.
You know, there's going to be a Reese's Pieces stuffed Reese's cup now.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that real? Is that real talk?
I saw a picture on the internet, so it must be real.
Oh, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it on the internet.
That made me think, there's not very many people named Reese anymore. Just Reese Witherspoon. She's like her only Reese left. There's Reese's Pieces, which I guess, I don't know, did they cryogenically freeze Reese at one point, and now they're just shattering pieces off of him and selling them off?
Oh my goodness.
He must have been a large person. It's a lot of pieces. But then there's so Reese Witherspoon, and once we lose Reese Witherspoon and all of Reese's pieces are gone,
oh no,
we'll have no more.
Where are all the pieces?
Where's Reese's hole? Oh! Reese's butthole.
I love how any time you say butthole, you're like, hey.
That's where Reese's pieces come from. Reese's pieces of shit.
You basically. Yep.
France has banned shale exploration because that leads to fracking. Good for France. We don't want that. We already frack ourselves. I don't want you coming in here with your American drilling.
Stupid things that you do.
All of your stupid drilling. You go to hell.
You got to piss.
We power our cars with bread.
There's no other way.
And wine. With wine that wine. I bought, I feed my car like a baby bird.
But bread and
I
wine.
Drink a whole bottle of wine, then I vomit up half of it into my car.
I
visit all my girlfriends and I have sex with them.
You wouldn't understand.
You would not understand, you American.
You
American, go frack yourself.
You go frack yourself.
Fracking American.
Frack it, bleh.
Frack le bleh. Blue cheese. I would like some blue cheese on my bread.
Can I please have some blue cheese?
While I gang bang my girlfriends.
Je m'appelle gang banger.
I will be clocking out of work at 1 p.m. today.
I good you bidet.
I love you, Mom.
I don't eat French fries.
In France, we just call them fries.
Look, I'm just eating fries.
Now I'm German. I'm taking my fries to Germany.
I'm going somewhere else.
Where once again they're called French fries.
I'm going to take a train through Luxembourg.
Yes, I'm going to visit the Louvre.
Louvre. And the Champs-Élysées.
Yeah.
Arc de Triomphe.
All of those things.
Le Pantheon. I'm just going back 4 years in French and remembering the places.
Oh.
I'm not seeing anything about what you're talking about. You're going to have to find an article.
Did you spell Reese's or anything right?
I'm looking at giant pictures of all things Reese, and I'm not seeing what you're seeing.
Like, I literally just Googled Reese's Pieces stuff Reese's, and then, you know, news stories come up all over the place.
I see Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups, and I don't see it.
Reese's Pieces, just like Google Reese's Pieces stuff Reese's. I think you're looking at the same Google as me.
The same Google.
Or you have to make Reese's peace with the fact that you don't know how to use the internet.
Stuffed Reese's. All right.
Reese's Pieces is now a donation fund.
Wow.
Where you can donate to Reese and he will make pieces with various atrocities. Reese is making pieces with Fukushima.
Yeah, and
With the violence in Haiti.
Also,
Reese's Pieces is funding Happy Haitians.
They are his t-shirts emissions.
Instead of t-shirts for hatchets.
Oh, next up for Hershey's, a possible Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup mashup. I see. I understand.
Well, we should do Reese's. These companies should get into monthly subscriptions. Reese's boxes. And then you just get diabetes delivered to your door once a month. Or, you know, several times a month. You can choose the interval.
Oh, that's true.
There's a diabetes meter that you just raise and lower. You know, actually at work...
Diabetes meter.
A coworker and I came up with the idea... Well, I don't know if we came up, but we ended up talking about the idea that in regards to, like, lung cancer and cancer attributed to smoking and mm-hmm. other bad habits and unhealthy habits like that, we were thinking it's probably... It's like the way raptors hunt. Or the way AIDS gets you. The way AIDS and raptors hunt. You're looking at AIDS. You're looking at the lead raptor. But then it's the side raptor / disease that gets you. It comes off from... You're not expecting it. And I think mm-hmm. that's the way that sugar works. Most people who smoke and get lung cancer would say, well, smoking gave me lung cancer. I would argue and speculate that if you looked at those people's diets, they probably also included too much sugar. And I think that there is definitely an intersection of sugar, tobacco, cancer, the worst law firm ever.
Oh my gosh, they're not solving anything.
They're not. They're adding to our problems and the confusion in the zeitgeist. It's just not helpful. sugar, cancer, and tobacco. So I think that there's an intersection, and also the worst intersection ever. Like, there's just a traffic light that stays red in three directions, and a bunch of
yelling. Just a roundabout? Because that's
people yelling and sitting there, and then pedestrians walking around looking at their phones, running into each other, just bumping into cars.
That sounds like real life, though.
Yeah, it kind of does. So at this conjunction.
What's your function?
Dysfunction junction here.
Dysfunction junction, yes.
You have to have a predisposition for cancer. You have to have like little cancerlets, born with cancerlets.
Aww, just receptacles. That makes them sound cuter.
Yep, they're adorable. They're little fuzzy, little purring, little cancerlets.
Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't make them sound cuter. Somehow that doesn't make them sound cuter. Now they sound weird and Furby-like.
Yeah.
There's a lot. It's too bad that our medicine is not allowed to be subtle enough at this point. Like, we're kind of bashing our way through health problems with large amounts of untested pharmaceuticals, which actually cause more harm than good. If we could look for, more holistic or therapeutic methods, preventative methods, actually...
Oh, but you don't get as much money with that, though.
We're treating the treatment of symptoms like with industrial farming. It's very monolithic and centralized, and we're like, here, take this one pill that will totally disrupt your system, because we're looking at only one part of the... I think that's really... I've gotten some feedback. Doctors and specializations, they look at their specializations too closely, and then they don't regard the body as an ecosystem, the same way we don't regard our farming as an ecosystem, and we're doing ourselves a disservice by not looking at the hole and looking at the butthole and thinking about...
Yeah, you have to look into the butthole.
And well, thinking about all of its butt creatures.
Well, and the funny thing is when
flying
people...
Flying buttresses.
It's a lot like when people have like
the butterflies.
Things and they're struggling with things or they have, you know... Basically, things that they're either aware of, not aware of, when they become aware of it, they're like, well, why do I do that? Why are my behaviors, you know, so askew? And it's like, that's not the problem. Like, you're looking at the symptoms. The problem is much deeper. When you solve the problem, then it's so much easier to change the symptoms. It's the exact same thing with health, healthcare, medicines, pharmaceuticals, etc. Like, I had someone the other day that said she suffers from a lot of headaches. And she goes, my neurologist said to drink Mountain Dew.
Huh.
And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she's like, yeah. She said, drink Mountain Dew because it has caffeine in it to help my headaches. And I was like, ah. I literally go, I don't trust your neurologist.
Well, no, but that's the thing. Like, the neurologist is just looking at the brain. Like,
yes.
not a nutritionalist.
No,
if you combine neurology with nutrition, you'd be like, drink black coffee. Like, that would be sound medical advice that is in the Venn diagram of brain and body health, but... I really do think it's changing now with body hackers and things.
But it's so shocking that someone could say that. Like a doctor. She's like, well, he's pretty smart. And I go, well, you can be pretty smart and still make mistakes.
Look at Ben Carson.
Yeah.
The moment. Remember. Remember back. And it's on record
because
you introduced it to me. But remember back when you brought up that he was a neurosurgeon, I said, because he's a neurosurgeon, he's not a good president. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why. Because... The mind,
can we just play that back?
Especially of a neurosurgeon, is so specialized. Like, to be a doctor, like, other than general practitioner, you have to specialize and you have to sort of whittle away, like we're talking about. And to be a neurosurgeon is even more extreme. So, yes, when you say to me a neurosurgeon wants to be president, I tell you that guy is not good at being president. He just, his brain, the same brain can't work on brains and has brains.
And also can brain.
Yeah, like... The creative thinking and understanding that comes, like, he could understand the complexities of the economy, sure, but understanding is one half of the pie. Like, there's a lot of smart people who are not creative at all. You'll meet some of the most brilliant people, but their brain works in a way that it absorbs and extrapolates.
Specific,
it doesn't create pieces. And my brain works in a much different way where I don't absorb things. It just generates stuff.
We know.
And forget stuff, and then adds poop to things, and it's like, here, check it out.
Hey, do you want to say what my brain did?
I did has. You are here.
My brain has bowel movement.
Yeah, a bowel non-movement. Mm-hmm. It just kind of sat there all day and looked at shows. I was expecting something to happen. Just, you put a time-lapse camera, like... I'm putting an all day one of those dog monitors, that ball that you can interact with your dog with.
Yeah,
I'm doing
that's
that
so
with
cool.
With my colon. It's just like, come on now.
Come on, I'll give you treats. Come on.
Come on, let's do this thing.
Come on.
We got things to do. Let's get this day started.
And then it's your old.
Let's get this party started, okay?
Oh my goodness.
And here we are again in the bog of stench. I hope you like what I've done with that. I spend so much time here. It's just, it's almost like a second home. So I'm sorry.
For you, it most certainly is,
I transition seamlessly.
There's a lot of seams.
This turd pit of turds. American Society of Civil Engineers gave the U.S. infrastructure a D+.
Oh, that's out of like A to Z, right?
Yeah, so we're doing real good.
Yeah, all right.
We're real close to the beginning of that alphabet. We got another 21 letters to go. And if you count the pluses and minuses, you know, degrees therein.
Yeah, it's all about your perspective.
Yeah, don't be such an asshole and look at things realistically. God, douche.
Quit being a neuro.
That's why realists are compared to pessimists, because you have all these highfalutin, flaming fruitins looking at them, tutti fruitin', and just like, hey, stop being mean. Describing things. It's ugly the way you say that things die and are sad.
Like yesterday I went up to one of my girls and she was kicking a ball, and I go, that was terrible. And she goes, well, that wasn't very nice. And I go, no, but it's true. And then I was like, when you do well, I was like, you can do better. When you do well, I'll tell you. She's like,
yeah.
She goes, didn't your parents ever tell you not, if they don't have anything nice to say, don't say it? And I was like, never heard of it.
Yeah. Didn't you, you should have followed up with, didn't your parents ever tell you, shut up?
Okay. Shut up.
Shut up.
No, I know. One of my girls, she goes, she told me yesterday, she goes, yeah, I have a summer nannying gig. One of them's an eighth grader and the other one's like a fifth grader. I was like, you're like a 10th grader. She goes, I know. And he tried to ask me, he's a lot taller than me. And he said, he's like, why are you even nannying me? I'm in like eighth grade and taller than you. And then I told her to say, why don't you ask your mom why I'm here?
Why don't you ask your mom after I banged her last night?
That's not, she's, none of that works, Jason. Yeah, well, honestly.
She's a girl, so it's a little less offensive, not, I feel like.
No, it's, all of it's just terrible. Terrible.
I don't get what the angle is then. You know, I guess I misunderstood.
Are you done? I don't.
Okay.
Thank
you. I get
you.
It, I guess. Whatever. So yeah, our infrastructure is crumbling, and meanwhile, you know.
But we're about to elect Trump, so it's okay, right?
Let's keep fracking. Let's get that coal right out of the earth there. Let's not even like. I'm tired of burning coal and stuff productively, like, for a reason. Can we just, like, have coal fires just burning just for fun? Like, I think it's really fun to just burn stuff. So we should just do that. I'm sure Trump will be on board for that plan. I'd be like, just burn all that. Get it out of there and burn it. Put it up into the sky. That seems like a good plan.
I see him with his, like, little smug little, like, okay. It's like, yeah. No, damn it, Trump.
Just, he's sitting there with a gas mask on, taking bong hits of coal.
He would. At least I wouldn't have to look at his orange face.
Yeah, speaking of Donald, take a Trump. Donald Trump. He apparently has named Chris Christie as the lead of his quote-unquote White House transition team. That's a savvy boom move. You saw that broken, dejected human shell behind him.
Like, I loved it when he's like, yes, I.
I think it's more. It would be a more apt description to say that Donald Trump has put his hand inside of Chris Christie and is now puppeting him. Mm-hmm. And like all the fat and everything is gone. And now the only thing existing inside Chris Christie is just Donald Trump's hand moving him around. And like, ah, look at this. Ha ha. I have a human being for a puppet. Ha
ha.
So I think that's more what's happening. And then also a disturbing caveat to all that addition. Delirium. A word increase, a number increase, to use Common Core, is that someone at work, and this is, you know, not solid info. But
no,
someone
not
that,
at all. They work at Domino's, so.
Yeah, so.
But wait a minute, so do you.
Take that with a grain of seasoning.
Yep.
Pizza seasoning.
A little cilantro.
Yeah. Ew, no. Gross. I hate cilantro. We don't even carry cilantro. What is it? What do we look like, Mexicans?
Well, some of you might.
They said that presidential nominees, when it whittles down to the Democrat and the Republican nominee, that those nominees are then privy to national information, classified information.
Oh.
As they become, you know, a more, like, they're more the presumptive person. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what you're saying.
In theory, okay. Donald Trump may have access to American secrets because he is now the presumptive Republican nominee. And if he is named Christie as any part of his team, White House transition team, or some people are speculating that he might be his VP choice. Think about Chris Christie, the guy who basically ran on the opinion of, I hope, enjoy weed while you got it, because I'm going to make it illegal. Children with cancer. People.
He was specifically
veterans with PTSD.
Anybody who can't quiet their mind. Yeah.
People who have
bone
marrow disorders, AIDS, get enjoy it now. Enjoy your life of lesser pain now, because I'm going to take it away because I'm fat. Chris Christie.
He's pretty angry about
And so that guy, that's like, that's a step away from Inhofe or some crap like that. You just got a big blob of retardation as your advisor. And that is scary. That definitely outweighs the level-headed commentary.
Well, I really think that he's just pushing it to be like, hey, you guys want to see what we can get away with? Let's go.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I'm going to get that guy who, dude who was just sent to jail for like only 7 years for molesting children. I want to get him pardoned and make him my VP. What do y'all think about that?
People be like, hey, Trump says what he wants.
Oh, man, yeah, I think, you know, whatever. That guy's probably pretty cool in here.
He's going to get me more money.
Yeah, I like money.
He's like good with sex. Money. I know, I guess right now he won't release his tax statements. It's like, okay, well, the government can get whatever they want.
Yeah. Oh, and what's even funnier is with that tax statement thing that people are using... that and Bernie Sanders, they're like, that's one of their only strongholds, mm-hmm. or one of their only sticking points is that I guess Sanders hasn't released his tax records either. But it's like, okay, are we really expecting those to be like super impactful? Like that doesn't make any, like, people are just, they're like, Trump won't release his tax records, but neither will Sanders. It's like, because nobody cares what Sanders taxes look like. They're probably super boring, like a bunch of moths will fly out.
Yeah, a bunch of like moths with like glasses that like move slower.
And bad haircuts.
Yeah.
Just bumping around and seeking progressive change.
They probably look just like him. But
I'm
like,
fighting for a minority.
They all look like that guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
No. Not as exciting.
Distributing light amongst the other moths evenly.
You shouldn't have to strive and be burned by light bulbs.
Let me help you.
Let me help you out with that light.
That's kind of... I'll make it... It's a tiny little moth, Bernie.
Oh! Mm. It's going to be cute.
Yeah.
I like your drawings. Yeah, you want to pinch this off?
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, well, I think we should. If we want to get another... If we want to put one more in.
I don't think that's how pinching things off works.
I don't know.
I think that if you're going to do a number, I think if you're going to do a number two, you have to be one savvy douche. Yes.